Now, in verse 8, he makes another very remarkable statement here. Will you notice it? He says, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And if men didn't believe that is true, they certainly ought to in this day of TV. Some people can look at it hours during the day and still keep looking at it. Why? Because the eye is never satisfied with seeing, ears never filled with hearing, and I'm sure all of us love to go to new places, see new scenes. That is one of the things that I have enjoyed about this life, and one of the things I enjoy about this wonderful country that I live in. Why, any area you go in, now many of us like to kid somebody that comes from a certain state, and I get kidded because I come from the state of Texas. Of course, it's all jealousy on the part of a lot of folk, but they kid me about coming from Texas. But I want to say this to you very candidly. I haven't been in a state yet, and I've been in most of them, that I didn't like. They're all wonderful. And you and I live in a wonderful country and on a wonderful universe. I is not satisfied with seeing the ear with hearing. We just keep looking all the time. Man cannot exhaust the exploration of the universe. The more he learns, the more he sees that he should learn. The more he learns reveals there's still more to learn. And this is frustrating. The physical universe is too big for little man. And he alone, of God's creatures, as far as we know, is able to comprehend it. I'm of the opinion that the dog I used to have that take walking, we hear of a dog baying the moon. I don't think that he knew the distance up there, and I don't think he cared. And I don't think that he recognized that he was living in a vast universe. The dog's world, I think, is a pretty small world. It's not any bigger than a bone most of the time.